Nick Shirippa is joining us for our monthly update here on WKZO from the Michigan Department of Transportation. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Good to have you with us. Well, let's start with the one we've been talking about for quite a while now, the work at Portage Road and 994. Drove through there just yesterday. Boy, you can really tell how that's going to take shape and impact traffic in a positive way once that's all wrapped up.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We have indeed been talking about it for a while, probably a little bit too long, but we're getting there. We're getting there, and they started to get some of the concrete poured for those ramps, those new ramps, and yeah, it's starting to shape up, and it looks really nice. We're really excited to announce that we are days away, maybe a week away, from getting traffic back on the westbound lanes. Westbound traffic shifted back over. It'll still be two lanes in each direction, but they'll be on the proper sides of the median now. And that might happen here in about a week. It'll take a single lane closure on westbound. It'll be an overnight lane closure. So for, 8 hours overnight, westbound will be down to one lane right by Sprinkle Road while we get traffic shifted back over. But we are getting so close, so close. We'll also be reopening the northbound Sprinkle ramp to westbound I-94 when that happens. So, again, maybe about a week away. Still working on the new westbound ramps at Portage Road. Still doing some work on Portage Road and Kilgore Road at the interchange. So still some things to be finished up over the next couple months, but we're getting close, Ken. I can almost taste it.
Very exciting. Very exciting indeed. All right, US 131 from Portage down through the Three Rivers area. That work continues and seems to be moving along at a fairly good pace.
Yep. We've made a lot of progress, most of it off the roadway, which is part and parcel. A lot of storm sewer work, getting the crossovers finished up, as we're going to have to obviously move traffic from side to side as we're working on different bounds. guardrail work, lots of ditching. So lots of facets to that project, and we're kind of taking it piece by piece. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, more storm sewer, more guardrail, more ditching, but start to see some paving on mainline 131 over, again, the next couple of weeks. So as things progress over the next 10 to 14 days, it'll be a little more apparent what we're doing and not just a lane closure. So we're moving forward quite nicely on that one.
All right, great. Nick Shirippa from the Michigan Department of Transportation with us this morning on WKZO. And there's a lot of activity just off to the east of us in the Battle Creek area along I-94. What's happening out there these days?
It's a big I-94 project that goes from Helmer Road all the way out to just past exit 104 or M311, 11 Mile Road, where the casino is,
Yeah.
A big resurfacing project out that way with lots of bridges involved. We are building temporary bridges over F Drive and 6.5 Mile Road. And in order to do that, we have to shift traffic back and forth. So just want to give folks the heads up because it's going to happen Monday and Tuesday. There will be single lane closures on eastbound and westbound I-94 Monday and Tuesday. Between Capitol and M311. So exit 97, which is Capitol all the way out to, again, the casino, exit 104. There, it will be down to one lane. So 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so middle of the day, hoping to be out of the way before the evening rush. But kind of heads up on those. I actually went through one just this past week on Wednesday. It gets a little congested. Traffic backs up for several miles as folks figure out that single lane. And that's just it's a lot of traffic to funnel into one lane. So if you're traveling I-94 through Battle Creek Monday, Tuesday, just Monday or Tuesday, be sure about it. But be aware that there will be a single lane closure and seek an alternate route. If you need to be somewhere in any hurry, it could cost you 15, 20, 25 minutes getting through that area. It's going to get congested. It's going to get slow. So be aware of those single lane closures and prepare. Plan accordingly.
All right. Plenty going on our area roadways, construction-wise, during this season. Nick Shirippa from the Michigan Department of Transportation has been with us on WKZO with a monthly